Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Getting quiet in here already. I said there's some things you got to leave behind. Tell somebody, but you'll pick them up again. But the test, the acid test, is will you let it go? The season of release. I looked up a definition of the word release from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and here it is. It means to allow a person, and in the dictionary it says, or animal, to allow a person to leave a jail, cage, prison, etc., to set someone free, to stop holding, to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to let go. Amen. To relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppresses. Somebody say release. Okay, so that's a very positive word. To allow a person to leave a jail, cage, prison, etc., to set someone free. This is a season of release. It's a season of release. Now, let me tell you something about seasons in the spirit dimension. Now, I pray that some will get this. Abraham was told that he would have seed. This was before he had any child. That he would have seed with three different natures. One with the nature of dust. Your seed will be like the dust of the ground. He said, you will also have seed, Abram, as the sand of the seashore. And then he said, Abram, you'll also have seed as the stars of the firmament. As the stars of the firmament. Now, what's interesting about the star seed in Daniel, we read where Daniel says that in the latter days, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits and shall shine as the stars of the firmament. So there is a star seed. Tell somebody, you a star. Now, you might not have a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Those are actors. You hear what I'm saying? They're celebrity actors. The saints are the real stars. Amen. Somebody's excited. That's good. I said the saints are the real stars. Now, what we want to understand about star seed or about stars, and you read this in Genesis, and you've heard me say this before, but I just want to remind you, because it's important that we understand this. Stars, let's say in this season, in the natural realm, we call it, we've just stepped into autumn or fall. Certain stars, certain constellations appear. Is that right? During the fall or in the spring or at certain times. But in actuality, we have to flip the script when we talk spiritually. Because when the Lord created the constellations, he said they will be for signs and for times, for seasons. What is he saying? The stars determine the seasons. The seasons don't determine the stars. Come on, somebody get this. Get a hold of this. I said the stars are for signs and for seasons. The seasons don't determine what stars appear. The stars determine what season it is. Even if it seems unseasonably warm, if that star is up there, it's a certain season. Even if it seems unseasonably cool, or if we're getting more rain than usual, what is the stars is up there? That's the season it is. So the Lord said, Abram, I'm giving you a star seed. I'm giving you those who will determine what season it is. They're not waiting for it to warm up. They bring the warmth with them. They're not waiting for joy to appear. They bring joy with them. They're not waiting, amen, for the rainy season. They are the rain. When they show up, a season changes. I wish we really knew who we were. Bible says what you carry will cause the earth to respond. Amen. Under your feet. When you pass by, the trees of the field go to clapping. Bees start pollinating. A child of God walked by. Stuff starts getting busy when you come around. Amen. Look at somebody, tell them, you're a star seed. Now notice something. I'll tell you why you're a star seed, because in Galatians chapter 3, it talks about how we are the seed, how the seed of Abraham would be blessed, even as Abraham. Now notice, the Lord didn't say seeds. He said seed. That seed is Christ. And if we be Christ's, then we are Abraham's seed. Now, would Jesus be a dust seed? How about a sand seed? He'd have to be a star seed. Jesus Christ, superstar. That means that we are his seed, not seeds. We are his seed, so that makes you a star seed. Are y'all getting this? We have to position ourselves so that we understand what God is doing. Now, release. To allow a person to leave a jail, a cage, a prison, to set someone free, to stop holding, to set free from restraint, confinement, servitude, to let go, to relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppresses. Now, let me take you a little further with the word release. The word re is always a prefix. You know, when you use the word re, it means to do over. Redo, relive, reduce, receive, wind, read this, read that. Whatever it is, re. So the word is release. Release. In the beginning, God gave Adam and Eve a lease. How many know the earth is still the Lord's and the fullness thereof? We are stewards. And we were given a lease. An earth lease. Now, the word lease is interesting. It's a contract by which one conveys real estate, equipment, or facilities for a listen, specified term and for a specified rent. A piece of land or property that is leased. Now we're talking about the season of release. I'll go as far as to say some things that were taken from you, that you lost, that you cherished, are going to be released. Released in your life. Stuff that's been held up, that people have confined, blocked, kept from you, are going to be released. Now the word lease, see, a lease always has a contractual agreement. Some lease apartments, condos, whatever, they have a lease. You may even lease a car or lease some equipment. You know, you're leasing it. So there's a contract you signed. Amen? And as long as you uphold your part of the contract, the lease is good. So God gave Adam and Eve a lease agreement. In the beginning. He gave them the garden, but he said in order to keep the lease active and good, I require five things of you. Number one, you have to be fruitful. You have to replenish, you have to subdue, you have to take dominion, and you have to multiply. Five things. As long as you do this, you keep doing this, the lease is good. Well, we know the story. Lucifer, Satan, deceived them into disobeying, and they lost the lease. Matter of fact, they were put out, their rental property. And a cherubim was put there to make sure they didn't come back in. So they lost the lease. They broke the contract and lost the lease. But I'm here to tell you, we're in a season of releasing. Stuff that you lost, that was taken, even stolen from you. I'm here to declare that God's going to release it back to you. Come on, I wish somebody in the middle here was excited. I said, God's going to release it back to you. Property. Amen. But there's a contract that comes with it. All you have to do is sign on the dotted line. And it's yours. But now with the lease, like I said, there's a contractual agreement. Now I told you earlier that I was given a revelation about the portal. I believe the other side of the portal is your exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that's been working in you. Come on, tell somebody, this is that. Come on, tell them it's my time. It's my turn. My opportunity is here. Amen. Are y'all here? Now, when Israel came to the border of Canaan, when they went in and spied, little did the 10 spies realize that this was their opportunity. They only saw it as their opposition. They only saw giants.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.